Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark, it's Ron Templeton in research and design. Man, we have got to do something about Sharpling. Oh, he's driving me crazy over here. Did you see him at the soccer game on Sunday? Everybody's got to play. Let everybody play. Oh, it's like he's doing his best to make sure Consolidated Cardboard just finishes last in the conference. We have definitely got to remove this guy as coach. Oh, I could not believe he passed the ball to Stan Rogers from accounts receivable with 10 seconds to go. 10 seconds. God, if he had shot it to Mike Reynolds over at Legal, we would have definitely won. But no, everyone has to have a shot on goal. Oh, my God, I'm just livid thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and get this. Sharpling has been on Steve Connors in purchasing about using more recycled cardboard in the 102 line. Keeps whining about the environment and how we're losing too many trees. The guy lives in Newbridge, for Christ's sake. It's not like he's in Washington State or something where they actually have a lot of trees. Yes. Oh, my God. If this thing gets through, it's going to ruin the reputation of Consolidated Cardboard once and for all. I mean, the 102 line is the sturdiest of all the boxes and bags out there. You know, if we use the recycled stuff, it's going to cause them to lose a quarter of the weight capacity. And you know, I talked to Stan Kenilworth over marketing, and he said that we could stand to lose the food line and the Kellogg's account if this thing goes through. God, I can't stand that guy. I just hate Sharpling. Nobody bugs me like this guy. I just hate his guts. God.
What?
What a do-gooding butt poker.
Hey, what is this? Hello?
Mark.
No, Tom.
Mark, you're there.
No, this is Tom.
Don't scare me like that, bro. Oh, my God. I thought you were that jerk.
No,
Sharpling.
It is. It's me, Tom. Is this Ron? From work?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
I should ask you the same thing. I mean, what was that?
What was what?
That message you it was like you were leaving a message on Mark's machine or something, the way you were talking about me.
What
did you misdial?
No, bro, you got it all wrong. That was a joke. I was just kidding. You could tell I was just kidding, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, you mean just bashing me about the soccer game? You know, you had no problem coming up to me telling me good job after the game.
Oh, you did a great job, bro.
Yeah, and I just heard how mad you were that everybody had to play. God forbid I insist everybody get to play a little bit in the game. I mean,
no, we need that, bro. We need that, dude.
That's not what you just said on Mark's machine.
Oh, that.
You thought you were leaving a message on his machine.
No, I didn't.
You sure did.
I sure did. That was a joke, dude.
That was no joke.
You didn't think that was an hilarious prank.
Look, I heard what I heard. I don't think that was a prank.
Come on, buddy. Tommy, come on.
Look, Ron. Yeah, I mean, we both work at the same place, at Consolidated Cardboard. And, you know, we both have our share of, I guess, differences, you know. But, you know, if you got something to say to me, say it to me.
I got nothing but good stuff for you, my man. Hey, let's go to Spanky's for a brew tomorrow night. We'll celebrate.
So you want to just you grab a drink tomorrow after work?
Let's do it, yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, look, bro, I got to go. I will see you tomorrow, okay?
All right, Ron.
All right.
Okay, whatever. Look, if you got a problem, seriously. If there's a problem with me,
no problem whatsoever.
You gotta let me know.
That was my attempt at a prank. I knew that you had a heavy load from work and, you know, coaching the team, I know that that's a
heavy
burden. But, you know, we're all rooting for you, and we appreciate all you've done for the team.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. I'll see you at work, buddy.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Man, that did not. I mean, just on the surface, that did not sound like a positive call. I didn't think that was a prank. I mean, that's whatever. I mean, that's a guy I work with. Over a Consolidated Cardboard, you know. Whatever. I mean, a lot of people come down on the PM part of the job, production management division. What, you know? But you know what? I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I guess some people's sense of humor not as whatever. You know, some people trying to be funny and it don't come off as funny. Whatever. I don't care. FMU, you're on the air.
Mark, hey, it's Ron at R&D. Oh, my God.
Not again.
I just had a major close call with that doofus, Sharpling in production management.
Unbelievable.
My God, I was calling to leave him I was calling to leave a message on what I thought was your machine. Who picks up at that crotch sucker himself? Your names are right next to each other on the softball phone tree list, and I guess I must have misdialed or something. But anyway, I thought I was telling you what a lousy coach Sharpling is, and how he's going to just ruin Consolidated Cardboard with this environmental awareness program. And he picked up. I tried to convince him that I was playing a prank on him, and I don't think he bought it. I think he's smarter than we thought he was, which is mind-blowing. So I'm a little bit concerned, okay? And you know what, pal? I think it's time we got this jerk canned. Now, I've been doing a little bit of thinking, okay? Here's what I think we should do. You know Carl Williams down in maintenance? He's got keys to all the offices in the whole plant. Carl owes me a favor because I backed him up that night over at O'Charlie's when Frank Thomas and Raw Materials called him a glorified janitor. God, that was such a killer night. It was so worth the 2 days I spent in jail throwing that motorcycle at his head.
Jail.
Anyway, I can get Carl to lend me the keys to the payroll office, okay? Here's what's going to go down. I go into payroll. I steal all the checks for that week. The next morning, Sally Jenkins in payroll, she sees all the checks are gone. She calls Gordon Harris in security. Harris sends out a memo to all the employees asking if anyone knows anything about this. Carl from maintenance, he says he saw Sharpling in that area when he was supposed to be on break. Here's the master stroke. Are you ready? I will have somehow stolen Sharpling's favorite pen. You know that stupid orange pen he always has in his pocket? I'm going to plant that at the scene of the crime. Do you love it? That jerkwad is so going down. We're going to celebrate, my bro, okay? Wouldn't it even be hilarious if he actually did time for this? Can you imagine?
Hey. Ron.
Mark.
No, Tom.
I got you again, bro.
No, you're such
you.
A liar.
I so
oh my
got
God.
You.
You, what are you trying to get me fired?
Wasn't that hilarious?
No, that wasn't hilarious. That was terrifying. You are just. You even said you think you're leaving a message on Mark's machine.
No,
at work.
I didn't.
Yes.
When?
Right. I heard you say it for 3 minutes. I just sat listening in horror at the idea of what you were doing. You're plotting against me now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you most certainly are. You're going to try to get me fired?
That was a joke.
No, that was not a joke, Ron. Jeez, I mean, what?
You need to develop a serious sense of humor, my man.
You're up to something. What did I do to you at work? Tell me.
We love you at work.
That's why you're
going to... This recycled cardboard.
Oh, that's why you were complaining about it before on Mark's machine.
I was not.
You most certainly were.
When?
5 minutes ago. That
other call?
Yeah.
That was a joke.
And this one was a joke, too.
That's
why you misdialed from the from the soccer list.
No, you got me all wrong, friend.
Oh, I know. I got you all right. I knew you didn't like me.
Oh, we totally dig you.
You do. You're out to get me.
No, I'm not.
You're going to take my orange pen and plant it in the office after you steal payroll checks from Sally Jenkins? You're going to get the Carl Williams keys and then get me? Oh, my God. You're evil.
You totally have not gotten what this is all about. This was an elaborate prank gone wrong, and I apologize. I do not want this to sully what we have at work, okay? And I'll tell Mark that it was a joke gone awry. Oh, and we got too much going for us at Consolidated, okay, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, look, Consolidated Cardboard is a family, and we all work there.
Of course it is.
We're all working for. I thought we were working all for the greater goal of the company.
Of course we are.
It doesn't sound like it if you're going to try to frame me for stealing the payroll checks.
Oh, that was a joke.
That was not a joke.
It certainly was. Hey. I got a role, okay?
Uh-huh.
I apologize 100% for that this got out of hand and that you didn't take it as the joke that it was meant to be, okay?
Okay.
And we're still on for tomorrow night, right?
Where do you want to grab a drink?
We're going to go drink, right?
Yeah, we'll grab a drink.
Okay?
Okay.
That's Spanky's, all right?
All right. You know what? You're sure. Now, I'm going to... Please, we're in a vacuum right now, Ron.
Of course.
Do you, if there's something you want to say, honestly, I'm open to it. I am open to listening to whatever beef you have with me. We'll try to work it out.
Tom?
Yeah?
I'm going to quote those rap guys, okay?
Okay.
Nothing but love.
Seriously?
Seriously.
This was a joke?
Of course it was a joke. I can't believe you didn't think it was.
You just sound so kind of like dead set on it, and it doesn't sound like a joke at all.
Oh, that's just my sense of humor. Mark's the same way.
Okay, you know what? I'll take your word for it.
Okay, buddy.
Okay?
All right, no worries, all right?
All right, Ron.
I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, that's not... That's unset... Is that me, or is that... Am I reading this the wrong way? It feels like... I mean, that sounded so real, the idea of him... even in this... You know, he was not... That was not kidding. I'm sorry. I heard the sound in his voice, and he was venting something that he wants to really get me fired from work. I mean, he was so specific with it, talking about my orange pen and everything. He's gonna plant it on the scene? I mean, that's... Oh. I don't know. Well, why don't we go back to the phones? FMU, you're on the air.
Mark, are you there? Mark, pick up.
This is unbelievable.
God, pick up, dude. Come on. It's Ron Templeton.
Unbelievable.
Major problem, bro. Major. I can't get into exactly what happened, okay? But look. We need to take Sharpling on the ride you don't come home from. Okay?
God.
We gotta take this guy out, okay? Sharpling totally has my number. He's going to get me fired. He's probably going to get you and the whole rest of the team fired, okay? Look, bro, you got that cousin who's in the family, right? What's his name, Rudy?
Oh, my God.
Look, you told me that Rudy has done this kind of thing before, okay? You know, the deep, deep swim. We got to do this thing quick, okay? And it can't be too messy. Now, look, I need to know how much Rudy's going to charge for this, how soon it can be done, and anything else. I mean, we got to do this thing with precision, okay? I think I can cash out one of little Stevie's savings bonds, okay? Now, look, guy, you've got to keep this under your hat, okay, bro? I know you hate this prick as much as I do, and you're just going to be as joyful as I am when you hear the news that this guy took this immense swim, okay? All right, let's do this, if not just for us, for Consolidated Cardboard, okay? Now, dude, call me as soon as you can.
Oh, my God.
Mark.
No, it's Tom. What is wrong with you? Oh, my God. You're going to try to kill me. Ron?
So what'd you think of that, buddy?
I'm scared.
Well, that's great, because that's exactly what that scene was supposed to do. To scare the audience.
The scene? What scene are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a scene from a play I'm doing for the community theater.
A scene you're doing for the community theater?
Yeah.
That just happens to be about me getting murdered.
No, I don't think I mentioned anyone specific.
You mentioned me specifically.
When?
During the phone call. Oh, Mike,
I was just reading the lines.
What are you up to?
I'm rehearsing a play.
No, this is not a play. This is scary time. You're gonna try to kill me. Why? You're talking about getting some guy Rudy to take me on the swim that never comes back? I mean, what?
We're all going to go to the beach.
Why would you be in a play that mentions Consolidated Cardboard? I mean, you said this is not for, this is for the good of Consolidated Cardboard.
Yeah, it's this new kind of thing where you can send away to this company and they have these plays that are ready-made and you tell them what specific things that you want to be in the play, and they sort of place those names and things into the script.
What do you mean? So there's a company that just will write a play for you that's tailored to your life.
Yeah, I think it's in Canada.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time buying that.
Well, it's the truth.
It's not the truth. You are mad at me for something I did at work, God knows what it was, and you're trying to have me, you're going to try to kill me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You just said it. You kept talking to Mark. You called him three times. You misdialed three times. You must really be stupid.
Now, you can't call me that.
Well, I you know what? I think I can, because you misdialed three times. You're talking about me. You're going to have me killed now. First, you're just bad-mouthing me, which is okay, whatever. You're entitled to have an opinion about me. Then you're going to try to get me fired, which is terrifying. But now you're talking about, you're taking this so personally, like I'm going to try to get you fired now because I caught on to what you said. Then now you're going to kill me. Now you're just going to kill me.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
What'll it take for you to forget this thing ever happened?
What do you mean? What will this take?
For you to just
pretend that you weren't going to try to murder me?
To let this little incident, this blip.
This blip, yeah. Oh, it's a
slide.
Yeah, this blip. You're going to murder me, but it's just a blip. That's no blip.
You've seen my wife, haven't you?
Sure.
She's yours.
I don't want your wife.
Oh, you've seen her, haven't you?
Yeah, she. Yeah, your wife. I've seen your wife. I mean, whatever. I don't care. I'm not looking for your wife. I'm looking to not be murdered.
I'll give you my car.
I don't want your car. I want to know why you're trying to murder me.
So you're not going to call the police?
I'm not sure right now. I might.
All right, what?
I might.
What'll it take for me to persuade you to not call the police?
What, are you trying to just pay me off?
I wouldn't call it that, no.
What would you call it, then?
I would call it, I don't know, greasing the wheels for me to not go to jail.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood. It was not a payoff, but it was greasing the wheels for you not to go to jail.
You're going to make this tough for me, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, maybe I will.
Hey, well, maybe I might murder you.
So now you admit it.
I never said that.
Just admit it.
Admit what?
Admit it that you're trying to, you were going to try to get Mark on this to murder me. Just because for whatever reason, God forbid, I'm doing whatever I'm doing up in production management over a Consolidated Cardboard, you know?
You're doing a great job.
I thought we were part of the family.
Oh, we are.
Consolidated
totally.
Cardboard family.
Oh, totally are.
No, we're not. That's why, so you said maybe you'll murder me. But now we're just part of the family.
That's just how guys talk.
That's not how guys talk.
I seem to recall you telling me you're going to murder me at least 10 times.
Well, you are completely wrong, and you're just completely lying.
So how are we going to leave this?
I think I'm in control here is how we're going to leave it.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do think so. You don't think I'm in control?
No.
You're the one talking about murdering me?
I never said
plotting,
that. Exactly.
Actually naming a hitman?
Did I?
Yeah. Maybe you and Mark do need
this was all Mark's idea.
It was all Mark's idea, yeah. That's why you're the one. Oh, so you're so much of a weasel. You'll sink.
Hey, you keep calling me names. I'm going to pound you, little man.
What? You're going to pound me?
Yes.
Oh, you are a lowlife, unlike any other.
Hey, well, I take back the offer of my wife, all right? That's over.
Oh, gee, that's, I'm sorry to hear that, because I was so interested in that.
Hey, from now on?
Yeah.
At work?
Yeah.
If we're going down the hallway?
Yeah.
You're coming one way, I'm going the other?
Yeah.
You don't even look at me, all right, because we're no longer friends.
We were never friends. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'll defer to you, even though you were just plotting to hire a hitman to get rid of me.
You can't prove that.
I can. I have this on tape.
You do not.
I most certainly do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I told you it was a joke.
You are such a dirtbag.
I am going to murder you.
Oh, you! Now
tomorrow.
You're going to murder. Tomorrow. Okay.
Tell your friends, okay?
Tell them what?
That I'm going to murder you tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm going to get murdered tomorrow by Ron Templeton.
You can't say that. You can't say my name. You can't say my name on a tape like this.
Sure I can. Ron Templeton.
Oh, you're murdered.
I'm murdered.
You're murdered.
You're
tomorrow,
going to jail. You're
tomorrow.
Going to jail. You're going to jail tonight.
Bills in advance because you're going to be murdered tomorrow.
You're going to jail tonight.
You're dead.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my head is spinning. Oh. What was that? Oh, my God. It's always the show. You know it's the show when somebody threatens to murder me. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU.
If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.